This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for October 2022. How did classical music play a part of Dr. Florence Rena Sabin's life as a medical doctor, teacher, researcher, and musician? And which musical instrument did she play? Florence Rena Sabin was born on November 9, 1871, in Central City, Colorado, the second daughter of George K. Sabin, a mining engineer and son of a country doctor, and Serena Minor Sabin, a schoolteacher. Young Florence was an excellent student in math, science, and in playing the piano. Quote, until high school, she hoped for a career as a pianist. She directed her energies towards academic studies only after a classmate bluntly informed her that her musical talent was merely average. End quote. Florence Sabin and her sister Mary attended Smith College. Florence, quote, majored in zoology and was encouraged by the college physician to study medicine at Johns Hopkins New Coeducational Medical School, end quote. While attending college, Florence tutored other students in mathematics. Florence, in 1893, earned her B.S. from Smith College. For the next 3 years, she taught high school to earn enough pay for her first year of medical school. In 1896, Sabin entered the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. She was, quote, one of 14 women in a class of 45. Her skill and originality in laboratory classes attracted the attention of anatomist Franklin P. Moll, one of Hopkins' outstanding scientists. Moll became Sabin's mentor, advocate, and intellectual role model, encouraging her to the pursuit of pure rather than applied science, and suggested two projects which would help establish her research reputation. One of these was a three-dimensional model of a newborn baby's mainstem, which became the basis of a widely used textbook, An Atlas of the Medulla and Midbrain, published in 1901. The other project was an investigation of the embryological development of the lymphatic system, end quote. Dr. Sabin in 1902, quote, became the first woman faculty member at Johns Hopkins and was promoted in 1917 to full professor, becoming the first woman to hold that rank at Johns Hopkins, end quote. She was invited by Simon Flexner, director of the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, to join the institute and head its Department of Cellular Studies. Dr. Sabin began working there in 1925. She was, quote, the first woman to be appointed a full member at the Rockefeller Institute, end quote. Dr. Sabin at Rockefeller Institute led research on the pathology of tuberculosis. Quote, during her 13 years at Rockefeller, she studied the immune system responses to various chemical fractions isolated from the tuberculosis bacteria, end quote. Retiring from Rockefeller Institute in 1938, Dr. Sabin returned to Colorado to live with her sister Mary. She began her third career in public health in Colorado. Dr. Sabin discovered in her research that, quote, people died in Colorado at twice the rate of other states. She visited all 63 counties in the state, learning about sewage dumped in rivers, unpasteurized milk, and rat infestation that all led to deadly diseases. She knew that the laws had to be changed to protect Coloradans. Her committee wrote a set of new health bills, collectively known as the Sabin Health Bills, end quote. Traveling throughout the state, she told Coloradians, quote, about the importance of these new health laws and why they needed to be passed. She used the slogan, Health to Match Our Mountains, and convince voters to fight ranchers and others who feared that the laws would increase their costs. In 1947, nearly all the Sabin health bills passed, end quote. When Major Quig Newton of Denver asked Florence, quote, to take a look at Denver's health program, she gladly agreed. She fought to increase trash pickup, which would reduce the number of rats, and to teach food safety to restaurant employees studying at Emily Griffith Opportunity School. She also pushed for new quality standards for milk and a new sewage treatment plant. One of her most important contributions was a free X-ray program, which could detect tuberculosis in its early stages. These measures cut the rate of tuberculosis in Denver in half. Dr. Florence Rena Sabin was a medical doctor, anatomist, pioneering medical researcher, professor, first woman to hold a full professorship at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, and was a lifelong musician. She saved thousands of lives. Dr. Florence Sabin died on October 3, 1953, in Denver, Colorado.